From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into the country from Russia. Malaysia's police inspector general calls for justice for the victims.
The crew and 43 Malaysian passengers died in this incident. Surely we would like to ensure that the perpetrators were brought to justice.
The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded that Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made missile, something Russia has denied. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called for the formation of an international panel to bring the perpetrators to justice. Ukraine's foreign ministry said the report exposes what it called Russia's direct involvement in the missile attack. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on two large hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo as war crimes.
Imagine a slaughterhouse. This is worse. Even a slaughterhouse is more humane.
The Syrian government, with the help of Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Wednesday that the U.S. and Iraq have agreed on a plan to send about 600 American troops to Iraq to help retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Speaking in New Mexico, Carter told reporters the additional U.S. military personnel will train, advise, and assist Iraqi security forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga. Carter said the Iraqis plan to push into the city of Mosul in the coming weeks. The U.S. Congress has voted to override President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that allows lawsuits against Saudi Arabia for the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Wednesday's vote in both houses of Congress were overwhelming. It was the first time an Obama veto has been overturned. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to keep the U.S. government operating for another few months. Senators approved a continuing resolution Wednesday with a sweeping 72-26 vote. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed Wednesday to key states that they need to win in the November election. The Politico Morning Consulting poll, which had Trump ahead by 1 point before Monday's contentious debate, said its first post-debate poll now shows Clinton with a 3 percentage point lead. The World Meteorological Organization warns that the Arctic sea ice is melting faster than expected, indicating dramatic changes in the climate system. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Meteorological Organization considers changes in the Arctic akin to a canary in a coal mine in terms of signaling an impending disaster. The agency notes global temperatures continue to rise as a result of climate change, with 2016 predicted to be the hottest year since record keeping began 150 years ago. While the world continues to heat up, WMO notes the Arctic is warming at least twice as fast as the world average. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Police in Thailand's capital threatened Wednesday to arrest human rights researchers with Amnesty International over the announcement of a new report detailing allegations of torture by the military and police. Yuval Ginbar is an Amnesty legal advisor.
We came and there were officials from the Minister of Labor and a special branch of the police, and they basically told us that the non-Thai people who were going to talk would break Thai labor laws if they did talk, and they would therefore maybe be arrested and maybe prosecuted.
The Amnesty spokesman went on with a report alleging 74 cases of Thai soldiers and police using torture against prisoners. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.